Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now on to Episode 182.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Well, this episode is brought to you by ShopPad, one of the most respected Shopify partners building apps and solutions for over 400,000 merchants around the world. And their flagship product is called Mesa. Now, Mesa is an automation platform and the easiest way to integrate any e-commerce app with your online store. And it's the only automation platform designed exclusively for Shopify and Shopify Plus powered brands. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks, freeing up valuable time to focus on scaling your business operations. Now, they have a no-code workflow builder that allows anyone to create automation through a simple point-and-click interface. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, if workflow automation is new to you, don't worry. Mesa also has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa for free at absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial, so go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GetMesa.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available each week with your favorite podcast player through iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Or you can also sign up online at ecommercefastlane.com and be notified when a new show is being released. Now, my guest in today's episode is Brian Long, who's the CEO and co-founder of Attentive. And Attentive is a personalized text message platform that uses real-time behavioral data to help brands engage consumers at every step of the customary lifecycle. Exciting episode, very timely episode being pre-BFCM right now. A lot of great strategy and tactics in here, so please enjoy. At the end of the show, there'll be a very, very special offer, so please listen through to the end and take advantage of the opportunities that Attentive is sharing with us today. So hi, Brian. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. So let's talk on high level first for those that maybe don't know what Attentive does and the sort of problems that you're solving for Shopify store owners. I'd love to hear that high level strategy of why you built what you built.
Yeah, good question. So, you know, at a high level, Attentive is a text message marketing platform built for leading e-commerce and retail brands. We're used by over 2,000 brands today. We consider ourselves one of the innovators and early folks in this space. We've been doing it for about 4.5 years and, you know, have sort of taken it from a point where when we started the company, there was somewhere around 3.5 to 4% of the top 1,000 internet retailers using text. And now it's about half, and that the vast majority of those that are using it are using Attentive, over 350 of them. So, you know, that's really what we focus on. And, you know, earlier this year, I'm happy to say we became a certified Shopify Plus app partner. So we're really excited about that. And then, you know, on the product side, we are lucky to have over 500 people that work at our company today, really working to build the absolute best text message communication platform for brands. And this gives them the ability to send personalized messages that are that much more timely in a COVID-19 world, and as users are predominantly using their mobile device for shopping and purchasing.
Yeah, congrats on the certified app partner approval, because I think it's a challenging program to get involved in, because you need to have, you know, the scale and the security and the data integrity and the customer support and all the benefits that, you know, some of the largest brands in the world that are on Shopify to be approved in that is very notable. So for those listening in today, I'll make sure there's a link in the show notes of other app partners that are Shopify Plus certified. And I think it's very notable to have this, I guess, elite group of apps and marketing platforms that are solving some very unique problems for the largest brands, but also have a very interesting trickle down effect to other brands in the mid-market or people in early stage.
Yep. Thank you very much, Steve. It is a great, and Shopify's been a really great partner for us and someone, you know, we've built against since we started the company in 2016 and, you know, have been a great partner to grow with over time to now, you know, if you look at that top 1,000 internet retailers, we have 10 times more customers than the next closest vendor. So, and we've seen that through working with partnership with Shopify, where Shopify's been such a great partner.
So let's talk about the journey of actually building and launching Attentive. It's always interesting to me, you know, why people build what they build. And like, what do you believe uniquely positions you and the founding team? I guess a couple points. Number one, to have the desire. And number two, to have the expertise to create this platform.
I think I'll tackle the expertise and then desire second. So, okay. You know, on the expertise side of things, we're lucky that a lot of our management team actually worked together at a startup before this one. So we started a company called Tap Commerce in 2012, and that company did mobile app retargeting. And really what that was centered around was, how are we collecting information so that we can show personalized advertising to customers on mobile devices? Now, with our new company, Attentive, we used a lot of that expertise in being able to create these really personalized profiles. But instead of doing it in advertisements, we're personalizing the messages that we send to customers. On the desire side, you know, our last company, Tap Commerce, was around for about 2 years and then was acquired by Twitter in 2014. Mm-hmm. And, you know, while at Twitter, we just saw how interested consumers were in messaging as a platform. And it just felt like it was something that needed to be solved. There needed to be a better way for consumers to engage with and communicate with two-way conversations with brands. So that was really the history of it. And then we ended up choosing, you know, SMS text as the channel because it was just so ubiquitous. So, you know, now I think we gain a tremendous amount of enjoyment out of helping these brands to reach their consumers, you know, significantly grow their business, where, you know, our average customer drives 18.5% of their sales from text. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and ultimately, I think, see this as the future of business to consumer communication.
Yeah, I have one brand that uses Attentive, and what's interesting on their use case is that they have a CPG product. So it's a consumable product that, you know, people, it's like kind of a coffee replacement. And what's interesting is that because people don't know the product very well and it's a subscription option, they have set it up in a certain way that Attentive is fired the second they find out that the product has been delivered. And so it's been delivered, they automatically send a text message saying, hey, it's at your door, so that you're not, you know, waiting for other apps and tools and other different things. It's like, no, instantly getting a text message that it's sitting out there or in your mailbox location. So that's another kind of engagement point. But then the next part that works really well too is, hey, go and grab it. Oh, if you're not there yet, just by the way, click this link here. This is all in text. And that goes back to the website that actually shows them maybe some recipes or some next steps that you might want to do because you're a new customer. And so they have, you know, they understand the whole customer life cycle and the journey. Is it a new customer? Because it's tagged accordingly. They trigger certain flows through Attentive. And just, I think the overall, the engagement and the customer experience is very, very unique. I know there's a million different types of use cases from cart recovery to everything, but this one particularly really caught my eye and I shared it internally inside Shopify Plus and it was really well received.
Yeah. You know, I think that is a great use case for consumers getting messages about something that they purchased. Mm-hmm. You know, we see that over, I think it's 93% or 94% of consumers want to get those type of transactional SMS messages. Mm-hmm. So that's a really fantastic use case. And then, you know, I think the best setup is to be able to deliver messages across the entire customer lifecycle. So, you know, let's say you send the transactional message. Let's also, if they have a question, allow them to ask for customer service via text. What if we also then wanted to start recommending products to them that they might like based on the thing that they just purchased, or add those products onto their order? You know, so I think the key really is that personalization aspect. How do we make the message as relevant as possible to the consumer? And I think the amount of data that Shopify allows us to gather makes that really possible.
So let's talk about how text messages changed over the years. Obviously, you must have a trajectory and the reasons why you've made the SMS choice and really are doubling down in that area. I just would love to hear, just because you're on the ground working with a lot of incredible brands right now, what has changed and how has your platform kind of iterated over time based on the needs of both the merchants and then the customers?
Yeah, you know, it's changed a lot. You know, one thing that jumps out to me on how text has changed is it's not just text anymore. So you see a lot of brands, you know, most of our brands that are using rich images, GIFs, even video and audio in the messages that they send. So it's a much richer experience. It allows the consumer to learn a lot more without necessarily having to make the decision on clicking. And ultimately that drives higher click-through rates, higher engagement, and a better consumer experience. So, you know, that's one big way that I think we've seen text change in a material way. I think the second thing, it's just overall, you know, consumers actually used to pay per message. Not even that long ago, a whole bunch of plans still paid per message. But now you're seeing that consumers overwhelmingly have unlimited text messaging plans. And as a result, they're much more willing to get messages from brands via text because the consumer doesn't have to pay for it. So I think that's also been a big factor in seeing consumer willingness grow. And then, you know, finally, I think you've also seen a shift because of COVID, people doing more shopping and buying on their device. You know, we had an article recently in the Wall Street Journal in which we and a bunch of our clients were quoted talking about the trends we've seen. And we've seen a large increase, over 53% increase in the number of consumers that were signing up per day to get text messages. So I think you've also certainly seen some tailwinds around text message communication related to COVID.
So let's talk about how brands can get involved with SMS, because I think there's a challenge for some brands because they feel that, well, it's been touted for years, you got to build your email list. And I don't think you're going to dispute that there's an important benefit of building your email list. But I also would argue that maybe having opt-ins for SMS are really important, but I just don't think people know how to do it. Or sometimes it's bundled in with their marketing automation platform that's new to the market and maybe not quite mature enough. So I would love to hear how Attentive is, spearheading into that and how a brand could get started.
Yeah, you know, it's a hard channel to get right. It's a totally net new channel. You know, I think sometimes people jump in and see it too much like email, but it's very, very different from email. Mm-hmm. It's a much more personal channel. It's truly, you know, from the way that we communicate with people, it's truly a real-time, two-way channel. Right. So I think that interactive nature and personal sense of it makes it very different from email. You know, you could send 3 emails a day to someone and, yeah, you know, they don't read most of them. They open, 10% of them, click on 1%. Yeah. So You could do that all day and people aren't going to mind. If you send 3 texts to someone, by the time you send the 3rd one, they're going to unsubscribe. Right. And they're going to read every single one and they're going to click on most of them, but they're going to unsubscribe if you're sending them multiple messages every day. Right. So, you know, it's a very, very different channel than email. In terms of getting started, number one, over 95% of the people that we work with have a text message list of 0. And sometimes, by the way, we're asked, well, hey, I have a bunch of phone numbers. Can I text them? No, you cannot text them. Do not do that. The fine is $1,500 per text message. There are thousands of lawsuits every year around it that often lead to multi-million-dollar settlements. Mm-hmm. So you do not want to send text messages to people unless they have given express written consent and opted in to get messages from you. So, you know, our first step when working with someone is to help them build out their text list. So let's figure out the right way to do it. You know, we have an incredible set of tools to do it. We have over 24 different channels we can grow it in. We have created over 30,000 different units and driven hundreds of millions of text signups. So, you know, that's something we're really good at is taking you from 0 to 1 and growing out the subscriber list so you can start sending messages. Then, of course, you know, the second piece is, well, that's great. I have people signed up now. What messages do we send? We work really closely to figure out what are the right types of messages for your audience? How are we going to use our learnings from working with over 2,000 brands, right? Because we've worked with over 2,000 brands, you know, sent over 6 billion messages. We've gained a lot of knowledge doing that. So we're going to help you figure out what's the right messages to send your customer, what's going to make your customer happy and delight them, but also hopefully drive that 18.5% of incremental sales that we see for our average customer.
You caught my attention about the opt-in and the importance of wanting to opt-in. I talk to brands a lot about this. The bulk of the ones that I manage are on Shopify Plus. So they have access to checkout.liquid, which is a theme file that only Plus brands get access to. And typically in the checkout flow, there are ways of modifying maybe the stock way that Shopify has their 3 or 4 step checkout flow. And so in there, you're able to put extra graphics and text and checkboxes and different things like that. And it's kind of some dedicated opt-ins. So that part I know can work with intent because I have brands that have made that choice. I know there's other exit intent, other different ways, timed ways, all different ways of getting an opt-in from SMS in exchange for lots of different things. But I'm just really concerned about how maybe Shopify core customers who don't have access to checkout.liquid, which is, you know, there's a million of those customers out there that are, you know, that are still doing great revenue, but just not doing SMS yet. So they know that that will improve their customer experience by having that feature available to them. If they don't have access to checkout.liquid and can't modify the checkout flow, how do these million customers integrate well with Attentive to get that opt-in?
Yeah, great question. You know, what are the ways that you can drive signups outside of checkout? Well, there are definitely a lot of other ways. You know, We offer over 24 different ways that you can get those signups. One of our most popular ways is collecting signups from the mobile website using something that we invented and filed patents for in 2017, which we call our two-tap signup. And, you know, you probably have seen this on some sites. The way that it works is the user taps the sign up button on their mobile phone. Mm-hmm. And when they tap it, we've built technology that actually links them to their text messaging application and pre-fills the text message phone number that they're going to send the message to in order to start getting messages, as well as the actual message to send so that they can join. So for instance, if you were on, you know, a site, let's just say it was a site selling a coffee replacement product, mm-hmm. and you clicked on the button, it would generate a text message to their number and it would say, hey, you know, I want to sign up in order to get these messages from this coffee replacement company. Mm-hmm. All the consumer has to do is then hit send. So it's one tap to generate the text message, one tap to send the message, and they're signed up. And we were the first company to do that. We built that out, patented this technology against it, filed patents for it in 2017, and spent a lot of time making it best in breed across all devices. And now, you know, that generates a tremendous amount of signups for our customers without having to edit those themes that you mentioned. So that's a really big channel. We've also taken that same technology, that two-tap technology that we use on mobile websites, to other channels. So for instance, some of the largest influencer brands in the world use us on their Instagram in order to do a swipe to sign up. So you can swipe on an Instagram story. And when you swipe, it actually generates the text message with the number and the message pre-filled. They swipe on the Instagram story, they click send on the message, and they're signed up. And we do hundreds of thousands of those signups as well. So it can be, I think, a really, really large channel. You know, for many of our customers, it's their largest channel that they have. But you do have to focus on the right way to grow that subscriber list.
Yeah, I love that. Thanks for sharing that. I'm going to make sure in the show notes that I have a link to these 24 different ways to get the opt-in. No one wants lawsuits. Some people want to do it right and do it correctly. And so if you're not on Shopify Plus, you still have a lot of incredible ways of getting that opt-in and starting that flow. I just love this two-tap sign up. I love the Instagram swipe up to the stories. I think this is fantastic. Excited to put links in the show notes for that, just educating people that this is possible. So let's talk about the future of text marketing, because I believe, you know, once again, you're on the ground floor of innovation when it comes to this kind of market. And so I just would love to hear in your own words, like where you believe the future is headed.
Yeah, you know, I think where it's headed is increased personalization and increased interactivity. So, you know, I really think that text messaging you know, it's obviously a two-way channel. You know, why did we allow email marketing to turn into this sort of one-way blast ad channel that's kind of like equivalent to a newspaper ad or something?
Yeah.
We need to really move text in the channel being interactive and personalized.
Right.
People want to be able to have that interactivity, to have that personalization. So that's our biggest focus area. And, you know, of our team of over 500 people today, over half of our team are people in our product and engineering and design roles. And they're working on this future. They're thinking about how is this channel going to be interactive? What other things could we layer on to make this easier, to make it conversational? And that's what we're most excited about.
Beautiful. So let's talk about the entrepreneurs that listen to the show. I mean, there's, you know, 10,000 or more monthly download these episodes. And because of that, there's different maturity levels of the brand owners that are listening today. So if you were to give some advice, I guess, let's start off with the early stage entrepreneurs in their journey. What sort of things would you recommend that they work on today?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. In terms of advice for other entrepreneurs out there, I mean, we've learned a lot from our mistakes, probably more than we've learned from our wins. Yeah. On the mistake side, I mean, a few things I'd think about. One is just the idea that it's the survival of the fastest, that speed is so important in what you do. And yeah, I think especially in a time like now in COVID where things are changing so fast, that you need to be able to see those changes, see how the world is changing, and then be able to modify what you're doing to stay aligned with that. And, you know, I think that permeates through everything you do, right? So maybe it's, we were talking earlier about how you might be getting SMS signups on your site. So a tactical example would be, we have a big A/B testing suite and the ability to create SMS units for sign up really easily. So let's create a whole bunch of them and test different ones out and find ways to add 10% better performance each month, right? Now, initially, you know, 10% doesn't sound like that much, but if you add it up over a few times, all of a sudden your program's doing 50% better, which can mean 50% more revenue. So I think there are the smaller tactical things, and then there are the bigger things like, hey, I want to launch and try a new product initiative. How can I try that in the way as quick as possible? You know, with that, I think that when you're figuring out that direction, I think it's really important to talk to and deeply listen to your customers. You know, I think that you don't want to just do what your customers tell you to do. I think if you had asked our customers, you know, our predominantly e-commerce customers, 4.5 years ago, if they wanted SMS marketing, I don't think a lot of people would have said yes. So it can't be the end all be all, but it has to be an important factor in listening to customers. And then finally, we've got a saying here. One of our core values is a lot of laughs. You know, we do think that it's really important to have fun in what you're doing with your other coworkers and things like that. You know, appreciating the wins, focusing on them. You know, we start all of our one-on-ones with what's going well before we go into the negative, because I think that negativity can really ultimately stray you away from, you know, the positive steps that you can make in innovation.
Amazing advice, Brian. Thank you so much for that. Now, what about those that are, I guess, considered more in the mid-market, probably more your sweet spot? They likely have a small marketing team. They're very eager to grow and scale. From your vantage point, what should a mid-market brand be working on today?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a mid-market brand, you're really building that first key base of customers that are going to be your biggest advocates.
Right.
And we don't have experience ourselves. You know, we're not a company that's selling B2C products, but, you know, we're very much have been the B2B company doing mid-market. And I think it's actually more similar than people give it credit for. It's about doing such a fantastic job for your early customers that they go and tell all their friends that they never want to use another product because they love your product. And that is across all of your experience. So how do we capture those customers effectively? And how do we make it easy for them to tell their friends? You know, from our product standpoint, we make it really easy for you to make SMS this big channel. We offer a lot of resources to, you know, help our customers get started, as mentioned. The vast majority, over 95%, don't have a text channel. So that's something that we definitely try to help on.
Beautiful. So what's the future look like for Attentive? Are you able to share any North Star highlights, I guess, for the remainder of 2020? And what can we expect for 21? I always throw things out like partner alignments. People do have existing tech stack or any innovation. Just end of the day, I'm just trying to, I guess, get a warm and fuzzy feeling about how you believe you're going to continue offering value and assistance to Shopify brands.
Number one is, if you want to continue to be the best product, if you want to continue to be the best in any area, you have to put a lot of resources on that core product and continuing to make that core product better. So the majority of our resources are still focused on being the absolute best SMS product for e-commerce and retail. That's still the lion's share of our resources. It's just making those products that much better because, you know, we think our product is years ahead of the rest of the market today. And in almost all ways that we built it out, we have 8 different parts of our product today, and we continue to make those 8 things better. With that remaining time, you know, let's call it 20 to 30 something percent of resources, we push that into innovation. And that really is things that we're not doing today, things that we think are very adjacent and important and tied to the messaging experience, things that we think can drive a lot of incremental revenue for our customers and delight the consumer. If it can be all those things, then we feel great about it.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Now, Brian, we are nearing the end of the show for today, but do you have any closing comments or any takeaways that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I think that my main takeaway, which may be a little obvious, is that I think the future of commerce is mobile. Mm-hmm. And that's where the majority of your revenue and the majority of your engagement is going to happen. I think if I was to go a little deeper on that, I think it's going to be on your mobile website for now. And I think that really figuring out ways you can engage consumers on their mobile device is going to be incredibly important. If you're doing text today, you should be asking yourself, how could I make this the largest and most powerful engagement channel possible? And I think that's really where we can help. And if you're not doing it, we'll get you started on it really quickly. So how can you make text this fantastic channel? And, you know, for our customers today, on average, you know, we're seeing over 25 times revenue on text as a channel. So over 25 times ROI. So I think, you know, it can be something that can drive an immediate impact for you from a revenue standpoint. So it's worth giving it a shot.
Beautiful. So how can people learn more about the Attentive app and Attentive the platform?
Yeah, of course. So you can visit our website. It's attentivemobile.com. You'll see on there under the results tab that we've got a lot of case studies and resources over the 4.5 years we've been in business. We've worked with over 2,000 brands. And I think working with every manner of different types of e-commerce and retail brands on Shopify. So, you know, love to share that information, resources. And then if you want to dig in more, you can just click to set up a demo with our team and they can take you through everything in depth. You can also check us out on the Shopify App Store. We'll provide the link in the store notes. Again, we're a Certified Plus app partner. And then finally, you know, we're also on the various social channels. So you can follow Attentive Mobile on Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn if you want to check out the content, best practices, the university content we publish around how to learn.
Yeah, and I'll also add on the show notes, you've created some incredible BFCM holiday readiness guides that are phenomenal. And so kudos to your content team. I've been in tight contact with them, shared it internally and externally over the last month or so leading up to BFCM. So I'm going to make sure that for those that have not seen that content, it is incredible piece of content that literally it could be a book of definitive like how to do SMS correctly and some great case studies and some recommendations and stuff. So highly recommend that BFCM holiday guide that you put together. That link will be there. We also did speak offline that I want to share with the listeners today. I understand that you'd like to offer an extended trial, you know, just an offer for those that just aren't involved yet in SMS, but know they need to. You're going to make it easy for them now.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this is going to be a holiday season like none of us have ever seen. and I think we're all preparing for that. You know, we were lucky as a business to raise a large round of funding this past summer. We raised another $230 million in funding from leading investors like Sequoia Capital and a bunch of other folks. And we want to be able to help companies jump in as fast as they can, companies small and large, to get a hold of this. So we're offering a 60-day free trial for listeners today. And there'll be an exclusive link provided in the show notes so that you can access that. So come try it out. And by the way, that's 60 days of message sending. So all that the time you might take integrating or setting up, which, you know, by the way, customers are setting it up and integrating it usually over the course of 2 30-minute calls. So it can be about an hour to set it up. It could be quite fast. But after you set it up, you start sending messages. You get 60 days totally free.
Beautiful. So that link will be ecommercefastlane.com/attentive. And like Brian said, it'll redirect you to a landing page where you can sign up for that offer. Complete no-brainer where you're getting 60 full days to give the platform for a spin. If you're not doing SMS, there's tons of education. There's going to be some hand-holding with a few calls to get things set up on your Shopify store. And let's start executing. Let's make this another revenue channel that's important to help, I guess, build and grow and scale your business. So it's really exciting. And once again, thanks, Brian, for coming on the show. You know, as you know, Shopify's mission really is to make commerce better for everyone. And, you know, it's very clear that, you know, you and the Attentive team, based on this conversation, I can tell you're definitely in tight alignment with, you know, wanting to help brands to improve efficiencies and in this case, grow revenue and, you know, building lifetime customer loyalty. And just thanks for sharing your knowledge and your vision and just once again, giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Hey, my pleasure. Love the ecosystem. Love the businesses and what they're doing. I think this is really the future of commerce, and I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Great. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Today's episode was made possible by Mesa, the easiest way to integrate any Shopify app with your online store. Now, Mesa allows you to create workflows that automatically carry out repetitive tasks and free up valuable time to focus on growing and scaling your business operations. You can set up email notifications, schedule tasks, delay workflows, all with the simplicity of Mesa's built-in features. Now, Mesa has a free and growing library of templates that will get you set up quickly with the most popular tasks for any growing business on Shopify. Now, you can try Mesa today for free, absolutely no cost. They have a 14-day free trial. So go check them out at getmesa.com. That's GETMESA.com. And their team of experts will support you on your journey of Shopify automation and improving efficiencies. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.